live and alive and kicking it right now on a Mondays. You know why we got a guest? Because it's Mr. International, man. It's hard to catch him. In a few hours, he's flying out. He's only here for 2 days to shoot a music video, ladies and gentlemen. If you ask me, he has what it takes as far as sharing the knowledge for us to make it as a rapper in America. Why? Because he's been doing it for a long time. And when it comes to the hype movement in San Francisco, yeah, he the man. Ladies and gentlemen, joining us live in studio, we have none other than Nump Trump. Hey, man.
Hey, 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 hey. Como se capare? How are you feeling today?
Good, good, good. It's been a, this is an overdue guesting. It's been
divine timing, divine timing.
Yeah, and a decade later.
Yeah, yeah.
I think, or 15 years, yeah. I think, when we first heard of each other.
Right.
But I've been wanting to have you in studio, but you know, the schedule wise, but now you're here.
Yeah.
2 days.
With no excuses. I said, if I could pull up, I'm here without a doubt.
Yeah, man.
And shout to Chef Alvin.
Yeah.
For connecting us and sliding in the DM and making us all make it work, man.
See, sometimes it's good to answer DMs.
Always. Right?
But you know, Namba brought you here in the Philippines, man. What's the project? What's it that
yeah,
you're
so always enjoy visiting the PI, and this trip has been amazing because I've been soaking up a lot and learning a lot, just absorbing our people, the culture. Mm-hmm. But this trip, I pulled up my people Empire. We got a song called Pera. Mm-hmm. The power of the social media. Somebody has sent me a link to their song. That called Pera. Mm-hmm. I knew nothing of them. I gave them a reply like, man, I like this body. This is go.
Mm-hmm.
And we became, you know, back and forth, chopping it up. And next thing you know, I was like, you know what? I'm going to hop on the remix.
You're on that?
I offered to be like, you know what? I got to get on this because I have the merch Pera. You see my merch.
He gave me a hat, by the way, for those watching.
Hey, yeah, come on, man.
You got an exclusive here.
Got that, man, with the leather brim. I mean? Pera, man.
Got it signed, too.
Hey, you can't spell body without better. So we got that. And body. So next thing you know, they're tapping on me. They're like, man, we want to bring you out to do the video. And I was like, let's go. Mm-hmm. So we did it.
And the video, where was it shot? I know you went to the PBA.
I shout to my brother Robbie. You know what I'm saying? We was at the PBA game. And then we was also at Elite Car Shop over there. I believe it's still in Makati.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a vibe, man. The homies pulled up, and I just want everyone out there and outside and all my followers to start seeing the beauty of the Philippines and how much opportunity is here, how much inspiration is here. And we just got to keep coming here, y'all, because you know what I'm saying? It's a vibe.
But the great part is this is not your first time in the Philippines.
Correct.
You've been here, what, 10, 20 10 times?
Plus,
you got
10,
family
20,
here.
Yeah, yeah,
but
20 plus times.
Every
yeah.
time you're here, what surprises you, man?
I just always learn something new about our culture, just how everybody is just so, my saying, I love to say the grit don't quit.
Uh-huh.
And just how everybody's so hardworking and humble.
And everything is done manually, right?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
But you got to get done right. And the respect out here is the most respected any country I've ever been to.
And now, you know, for those that are tuning in, Nump Trump is joining us. Now, the journey for you, how did it all get started? I remember when people tell me, yo, he got signed by E-40.
Yeah.
He was doing his stuff over there.
Correct.
You know, but tell us a story. How did it get all started for all the new fans? Especially?
Yeah, for check this out, y'all. Just like anybody in there, just getting out of high school, didn't know what I wanted to do. I went to college. I entertained a couple, you know, classes. And the one class that really grabbed my attention was a musical engineering class. And that was the only class that I really took serious. And with that moving forward, I actually got my certificate for sound engineering.
Okay.
And the reason why I'm telling you guys all that is because that's the whole ingredient that got me my dream come true was to work with E-40. And all I wanted to do was just be in the studio with E-40. And I eventually landed a real gig being his main sound engineer for all his albums. And I got a gold record now because of that for the Ghetto Report Card would tell me when the go was on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you and that.
Yeah. We so, playing you and that.
Epic, brother. So and I didn't know nothing about manifesting back then, but I was really manifesting like, man, I'm going to do it. I believe in myself. That's that Filipino power, that belief of hard work. And I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it and make it happen.
When you got into the studio with E-40,
yes.
You know, the very first time, how did it feel? Were you like nervous in the way you're like this?
I was super nervous. Yeah. I was I was so shy. I wasn't myself. Like usually you see how I'm talking right here.
Yeah.
Very outspoken. I was just didn't know how to act. Uh-huh. But we ended up becoming real, 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 real tight. And that's my big bro. I call him my Mr. Miyagi.
Hey, you know, because you're the Daniel Sun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Daniel Sun.
Yeah. We're going to hear your track, of course. I Got Grapes. This is the track that launched you to stardom.
Amazing. Yeah. This song has got me around the world once, twice, and thrice, man. I've been on world tours because of this song, and it's gotten me to this day, right now, as we speak, all kinds of opportunities of branding myself, if that makes sense, whether it be merch, in stores, etc.
All right, so we're going to hear the track. This is Numb Federation, E40 on the track. This one's Got Grapes. Online, E40. We're going to continue our interview on air. We're going to bump the track. We'll be back with more Numb Trump. Keep it locked on the Monster.
Hey.
All right, here we go. We're still live, of course, for those that are watching us, see us, joining us. The journey continues. Hey. As you know, that's how we
do
it.
That was a quick lie. I was like, let me lower the volume a little bit on the can.
There you go. We got to lower it just a little bit. Thank you, of course, boss. He is joining us. Now, the journey for you, I mean, when you go and get signed by E40, this is, of course, as a sound engineer.
Yes. So actually, I was signed as an artist. You know what I mean? But I was always in the studio with the team. And my whole how my recipe was, or my success story was, because I would be engineering the studio sessions. And when they were done, and, you know, we all hanging out, maybe there might be a little perking or whatever, feeling themselves.
Yeah.
I would be like, hey, you know, I've been working on some music, y'all. You mind if I play you some stuff? And that was my whole intro of them knowing that, hey,
but you're a rapper.
Numb raps too, and he's trying. Yeah. And I'll be real, I wasn't the best. I wasn't like, oh my God, I'm a Kanye, I'm a genius. I'm just like, I'm learning off them. And the more and more sessions I work with these guys, the better I got.
What were the challenges that, you know, when you were in studio, when you were rapping, you know, the sound that you got?
Yeah.
What was it to make it unique? What were the critics criticizing you about?
I was always off beat by my voice or whatever, but, you know, I just believed in like being myself. I never tried to emulate anyone. If I did ever emulate anyone, it was E40, because that's, like I said, that was my Mr. Miyagi. So that was all I grew up listening to. And of course, Mac Dre, you know what I mean? And at that time, that we was just always outside, you know, during the hyphy movement, I was doing any type of open mic, anywhere I could perform for free, anywhere I could pass out flyers, I was just there.
I was mad. This is before the internet. No, the internet was there, but the social media wasn't.
I was guerrilla marketing 101. You could ask anyone. I was outside. There was no excuse. My daughter would be with me. If I had to watch my daughter, I have her on the roof of the car handing out flyers with me. Serious. So that's one thing people will always tell you, like, man, there's no excuse. His work ethic is unbelievable.
Because if the approach to it is, of course, us being Pinoy spa. Is that a challenge as well?
100%. You could be in scenarios where they're just going to overlook you, you know, and they'll probably assume that, oh, no, maybe you should just try DJing, or, you know, like, you know, that'd be more of a better vibe for you. But like, nah, like, you know, but at the end of the day, and if you really dig into the history, we're behind the scenes giving so much sauce in the game.
True.
But now, you know, like with everybody, timing's everything. Now it's our time. We're starting to get more in front of this. You know what I mean? Not behind the scenes. Now we're more seen.
Right in front.
And then
right
now, back. And the inspiration, and like, see, like me coming out here and seeing the bodies, how they doing their music. I'm excited to work with the young, hungry cats like that.
And the beats are, you know,
amazing.
Off the hook.
Come on, man. And we have all the sauce, you know, we could dance hella good too. It's just like, sure. You know what I mean?
I don't know where they brought you yesterday, but people be dancing good. Okay.
Yes. Oh yeah.
I mean, you know, but taking it to the higher level, is it safe to say that it was Manny Pacquiao who opened the door for everybody?
I want to say Manny, of course. And also Apple. Yeah. In the intro, you feel me? Make it something like, I want to say for sure, Manny Pacquiao and Apple during that time was the movement of like, then all of a sudden the events I seen a lot of people coming together and more pride. You feel me? You know, like everyone will say, remember them Pacquiao parties?
Yeah. When he has a fight.
All of us, we all be in Vegas. So that, I think that to me in my era was kind of the wave. You know what I'm
saying? Do you have a Pacquiao song? Did you ever make a song for Pacquiao?
Of course.
Yeah. What was your song? Your Pacquiao song?
You put me on. I got to think about it. But I did make a couple Pacquiao songs, and I used to make skits. Yeah. So I made a thing called Where's Manny? Finding Manny.
Finding Nemo, but Finding Manny.
Yes. And I did a whole skit because I'm always, how my brain works, body like an engineer, I'm always thinking 20 steps ahead. Like I'll look at stuff in the room like, I'm going to make a skit with this, but I got to record this later. And then I'll put it together later. And I did that because Manny ended up coming. Where was that in Vallejo he went to?
We're going to go back on air now.
Okay.
Here we go. We're going to pick this story up.
Yeah, we'll pick it up.
course, for those watching us, we do got, of course, the Nump Trump. He is joining us online. You've been watching us on an interview. We continue on air. You heard I Got Grapes, the song that launched him to major stardom.
Man, now, amazing.
Our conversation earlier was about, you know, was it Manny Pacquiao? Was it Apple the App? Who opened the doors? Who kicked the doors open for all the Pinoy artists out there?
Yeah, I mean, Manny Pacquiao was a major impact, because them Pacquiao parties in Vegas was, you meet all kinds of Filipinos from all over the U.S. Uh-huh. and also the Philippines, you know, in Vegas. Uh-huh. And that was like the hub, uh-huh. you know, and that's how I kind of was getting, you know, using those kind of events to be like, hey, I also do music. I'm handing out my CDs to everybody. Uh-huh. And, you know, just, you know, the more work you put out there, the more you get known.
And then, you know, the song that you would perform, these are your originals. Do you have a straight Tagalog song?
Not yet. So the funny you say that, pare. So since my last trip out here in August, I've been taking lessons and learn Tagalog so I could get my Tagalog bars up. Because I feel I need to learn it so my kids can learn it. I'm the one that teaches my kids.
Hey,
because we're like a lot of my friends have kids. We all have kids and they don't. I don't want them to skip that generation.
Yeah.
Just because our generation got skipped. We have plenty of time to learn it. Uh-huh. It's not hard to learn a language, but it is hard to learn it overnight. Uh-huh. You're right? So yeah, I'm putting in that work, you know. I'm not so big right now to get the Tagalog going.
You gotta date the Pinay, man.
I have, but yeah, you know, yeah. I gotta from here. So any Pinays out there in the Philippines that wanna meet Nump Trump and you know, we can learn some Tagalog together. I can cook for you. Yeah.
So what kind of cooking does Nump Trump cook?
I chicken adobo all day.
That's it?
Oh no, I cook everything.
Everything?
I cook everything. What you need?
Lumpia too?
All that. All that. We got it, baby. I love to eat, so I also love to cook.
Yeah, but that's something that we look forward to. Other than, of course, the music, you're going to have your restaurant line soon.
I will try to eventually. We'll throw that to the universe. That I'm actually doing my... Speaking of that, I'm a foodie now. Uh-huh. And speaking of, I'm inspired by Pacquiao. My foodie name is Manny Snackyow.
Manny Snackyow.
Pound for pound, the best snacker ever.
Hey, you got to have those Pinoy snacks and have it recorded.
Yes.
You got to have some.
So I just visited Green Hills Mall and I got me some of them garlic, just fried garlic with no peanuts. And then I also got the fried garlic with the peanuts.
So he's going to be posting that later.
I will. And I'm going to tag you in it too.
Yeah. There. But the journey continues for you. So, of course, years down the line, the music. How'd you get in with Baby Bash?
So Baby Bash has been another guy in the industry that we just always got along real well together. And he's also a hardworking Latino artist out there, man. You feel me? And he's also from Vallejo. And him being from Vallejo, he had a lot of Filipino partners. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I he'd be hooping with them. Y'all don't understand too. Filipinos are really actually good at basketball. Mm-hmm. Shout out to all the PBA
bodies out there.
Hey, they good. They go in.
They tough in the court.
They go in, yeah, man. Dude. That was a great game last night, man. For real. Shout out to my buddy Robbie out there. You know what I'm saying? Is it NLEX?
Yeah.
He was out there balling. They had a great win. And then, so me and Baby Bash have been working. And speaking of that, we got a new single that we wanted to drop. And if the Philippines is ready for it, I would like to have it drop first in the Philippines.
We have an exclusive. We're about to play it before the end of this interview.
Nice.
It's an exclusive.
We can make that happen, Rico?
Yeah, we make
Rico
it happen.
Is making history happen, y'all. The first time ever heard. Can I tell them what the name of the song is?
Sure, go for it.
Stay tuned. We're not playing it yet, y'all, but the new single is called Halo Halo.
All right, we're going to hear Halo Halo. It's a monster exclusive. We're going to let you guys hear it in a bit. We're going to hear another track. This one's called I'm So Filipino. What's the story behind this song?
This is a song I wanted to make. Really, I was inspired by my children because I didn't really have enough, you know, we rappers. I didn't have a lot of music that they could really bump and slap, you know what I mean, and really play for their friends. Uh-huh. And then I didn't have anything really inspiring. And I'm such a real proud Filipino. I said, I'm making this song called I'm So Filipino.
And, you know, when it comes to writing, you have a feature here, Jessica Chanel. What's the story behind?
Jessica, man, amazing. Man. So we was just vibing. Jessica was just a dope singer I knew. She would always be doing her little, you know, covers or karaoke jams or whatever. And she's family. So we just got in the studio. I told her the topic and she went off.
All right, here we go. We're going to hear this track, ladies and gentlemen, for those that are joining us. Nump Trump is in studio with us before he catches that flight. Monster exclusive here on The Monster.
Hey.
Okay, as we continue, of course, online.
We're still the grit rolling. Don't quit. I love it.
Yeah, online. We're still rolling, man. You know, so.
I want to say this, brother. Yeah. This is the first time that I've been in an interview like this, and I love it. I don't like it. I love it.
I'm picking your brain.
No, but this is how I work.
My brain works
how you're interviewing me right now. No wonder this is great.
You're picking your brain. You're picking your brain. Now, now, as far as being a rapper, I mean, what are the do's and don'ts? Especially when you're Pinoy and you're like, okay, I wanna get into hip hop.
Yeah.
Got a bunch of gatekeepers there.
100% Well, don't be a follower. Mm-hmm. Be a leader. Mm-hmm. You know, that's number one. And do the work. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? The grit don't quit. You got to go out there and don't make no excuse for, I can't do this concert because he has this. Don't compare yourself. Mm-hmm. You're your own person. Stay in your lane and go get it. It's not going to happen overnight. It does happen overnight. It looks like it, but it's not.
Hard work behind it.
And it may be who you know. Let's get that. Like me, I'm not a shy person. I'm a social butterfly, man. You feel me? I'm going to talk to everybody. I'm going to get my network up. And what do they say? Your net worth is your network. You know what I'm saying? Or vice versa. So I've always been like that, and I've always kept the real people around me, and it's paid off. You know what I'm saying? Just like how with Alvin.
If we
wouldn't be here right now if it wasn't for Alvin. Yeah. So that's a perfect example of always keep the real people around your circles. Always keep them up to, you know, even if you ain't talked to them in a year, just, hey, how you been, Rico?
I've been
busy, but how's the family? I always like to check on my people and be like, hey, how's your kids?
That means a lot.
But that's how you know I'm a real friend and in your network.
It's beyond.
And even though I don't see you every day, I want to let you know I really honor you and respect you as a human.
And then
maybe synergy will happen. Bro, guess what I've been working on? I might need you for this.
And then,
bada bing, bada boom.
Because everybody that goes in the story, it's all part of, you know, it's one big movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yep. So, and you know, for you, I mean, doors don't always open. There's no, you know, not all the time you get a yes. Right. What happens when you get a no? What was that one advice that kept you going?
Learn from it. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's those are like, you could call them your L's, your losses, your mistakes, your regrets. Mm-hmm. Just learn from it. That's all you can do. Mm-hmm. And then that learning, I always compare everything to like fighting, like boxing training.
Yeah.
You might have lost that fight, but now you know how to train and fight that guy again. Mm-hmm. And then you could, you know what I mean? That's my lapu lapu mentality. I really feel like I come from that era.
Warrior.
You go through the timeline, whatever they do, the ancestry.
Yeah.
I'd be like in the lapu lapu squad where I was the hunter gatherer and making sure all the weapons are sharpened. I feel like that wouldn't be me. Uh-huh. Yeah. The hype man.
That's cool, man. Yeah. I mean, I can imagine that.
I'm very when it comes to like the Filipino history of like all the way like that Lapu-Lapu, I'm very excited off stuff like that and want to learn more. You know what I mean? I actually got new merch coming out representing that stuff. That's why I named my last album I dropped was like 4 or 5 years ago called Lapu-Lapu. Because I felt like I have that Lapu-Lapu energy. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? I'm like, you know, like to me, Lapu-Lapu is hyphy. You know what I mean?
Hey, you know, to each his own. Exactly. And the way you're attacking it.
Yeah.
I mean, dude. Okay, so as far as, you know, fighting wise, do you have a background? Are you into boxing?
I'm in the Muay Thai. Heavy. Shout out to my coach, Eddie Abasolo. I don't train like every day like I used to, but I love it.
Where's Khalifa on that?
Yeah, he is.
Hard.
And, you know, active stoner, bro. Like, come on, bro. Yeah. Like, people got to understand that is also a medical thing where it's also a great pre-workout and post. And, you know, no studies done, but I'll say it's the best.
It's painless. Yeah.
Come on.
That's what it's about. All right. We're going to go back on air now. We're just, you know, of course, playing you the song I'm So Filipino for those that are tuning in over at RX93. For those that are watching us as well. Here we go.
Let's go.
Listening to Numb Trump, that's his track. I'm so Filipino. I sang it.
I just
like
want to say it proud, baby.
You know, singing it.
Bangmasa, baby.
Okay, so Halo Halo, is there going to be a music video for this?
For sure. And it's going to have a TikTok dance. I need y'all to help me do a TikTok dance for everybody. All the kids have fun with it. And I just feel this song right here is my current. One of my best blaps I ever came with currently right now. I've been waiting to drop new stuff like this for so long. And like we say, timing's everything. So we jamming I'm So Filipino right now, live in the Philippines. You're making my dreams come true, Rico.
You know, people are hearing this, bro.
I swear. And you like, this is all part of the whole like plot twist.
I'm telling you, for those that are watching us and for those that are listening, this took about 15 years in the making for you to guest here on our show, man.
Divine timing, brother.
Thank you for taking time.
Feel if it was 15 years ago, we wouldn't have this kind of energy.
It
might have been different.
Now
it's like, okay, we got something to talk about.
So
now
you're here for a couple of days. I'm talking 48 hours.
I really did that.
When he just called me up in Taipei like 5 in the morning, I was like, what? Hey, I'll be there only for 48 hours.
Yeah.
Seriously. And then speak of 48 hours, you're flying out later on. What time?
Tonight at 10. If you're listening out there, shout out to my driver, Dennis. He's been a major key to our success today.
And your brother's here.
And too. Marlon, too. My brother, Mar, right here. Yeah. Vallejo, stand up, baby. Yay, area, what's happening?
All right. So, of course, what else is the plan? So you did the music video.
Yeah, we knocked it out. The song is called Pera. It's a remix with my father's Empire. Mm-hmm. I did that. And then, yeah, knocked out your tapping with my brother Rico on the way out.
And what's to look forward to for you when it comes to the end of the year? Are you going to be back in the Philippines for a show?
I'm actually planning to come back in June.
June.
I'm trying to come here, y'all, every other month. I'm trying to, because I feel the more and more I come out here, there's just more opportunities and inspiration for myself. And I want to connect with the community.
Yeah.
You know, and like I said, I'm the more Tagalog I learn, the more I'm going
to
be out here.
Are you open as well to managing rappers?
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
You know, you're the dude. If you know, I know you got a label, yes. Right? So how can they audition? How can they be a part
Man,
of it?
Just, hey, hit me on the DM, just like how Rico did. I'm heavy on social media, on Instagram, CEO_Nump_BeastMobile. If you hit me and I see something I like, we're going to talk.
All right. There Straight you go. This is, of course, your key people out there tuned in.
For anybody out music. There, don't be shy. I will give everyone an opportunity. Everyone deserves opportunity, especially if you made the effort to try to hit me up.
And last but not least, any tips, message to all the aspiring songwriters, aspiring artists out there who's looking to get started, but they don't know how to get started?
Learn, go online. You can go online and learn how people are doing stuff and learn, and don't make any excuses. Just do it. You got it. You got this, baby.
Yeah.
Come on. The grit don't quit. You know what I mean? And I always like to say these two things. I like to keep it patience and persistence. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not going to happen overnight, but it's going to happen.
Hey, you know, this is weird if I'm going to ask you this, but as a rapper, you know, you speak with feelings too. Any tips for brokenhearted people?
Oh, man. You know what? Actually, hey, I saw this post the other day and it makes a lot of sense. You don't miss the person. You miss the feeling of it. So don't get stuck on one person. There's billions of other people out there. But yeah, you miss that feeling. But you don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Just keep on looking. Keep, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not the end of the world, guys.
Yeah, yeah. Amen. Thank you. That helps a lot.
Right.
A lot
it's not people. The end of the world, y'all. You got this. Just, I like to meditate. I've done yoga. Find stuff that will get your mind off of it. Mm-hmm. And watch. When you're not even expecting it, not even looking, you're going to find the love of your life. And his name is Nump. Hit me up. You want to teach me Tagalog? I could cook for you a double and rice. And we can massage each other while we eat.
Well said.
Okay. Well said.
We're gonna leave y'all with, of course, an exclusive. He's giving us a monster exclusive of his track with Baby Bash. This is Halo Halo. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, thank you, Nump.
Thank you, Philippines. And please comment. Let us know. What do you think about this track? Can we get this in all the clubs? Rico is playing it first time ever, Philippines. Let's go.
All right, it's a monster exclusive, ladies and gentlemen. Here is Nump with Halo Halo.
Keep featuring Baby Bash
on the monster.
Yes, you hear it yet?
Yeah, I get it.
No, did you? This is the first time hearing it?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, we got to get the reaction.
All right, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. It's another monster exclusive. Thank you guys for watching. Give it up for Nump Trump once again.
Hey, I appreciate y'all. Come on. I need the Rico
Monster
reaction.
Exclusive interview.
Monster exclusive interview.
Only from Manila's Hottest.
Monster RX 93.1.